And welcome back as we continue our visit with State Representative Jennifer Meltzer. She represents House District 73, which is portions of Decatur, Shelby, Bartholomew, and Jennings counties. And some other, as far as the Judiciary Committee is concerned, what's some of the legislation, if any, that that committee is looking at right now?
Last week, we heard a couple of bills in Judiciary, and we'll have a few more this Wednesday. I have a bill in Judiciary that has to do with the sale of land from a governmental entity to an abutting landowner, additionally, and how the public notices will be done by local government. So this is an example of a bill that could have gone to local gov, but it went to Judiciary. So it definitely is in the local government world, but is also very detailed, and it makes several tweaks throughout the code. So having several lawyers on the committee is going to be a positive to make sure that we get it to the right place.
And of course, we have a one of the other state representatives in our listening area is Alex Zimmerman. Is he on that committee? Does he work with you on the courts and criminal code or some of the other ones?
So Alex was caucused in and took former Representative Randy Fry's seat. And when that happens, he then sits in the same committees as Representative Fry was on. And so he is on, I believe, Utilities, Veteran Affairs, and one other one that I apologize, I'm not remembering. When we come back, assuming both of us are reelected in May and November, then he may be moved to other committees based on his preferences.
Okay. All right. And then, of course, we talked about, courts and criminal code, Judiciary. Now, as far as local government, what are some of the bills, if any, that that committee is looking at right now?
Last week, we heard a bill with regards to how counties do contracting. And specifically, the issue arose with sheriffs and maybe a little bit of miscommunication between sheriffs and commissioners in other parts of the state, not in my district. But we basically have set up a process to make sure that when a car is bought or when a building is bought or when the one of the departments has a contract, the commissioners and the county council are aware of it so that we can make sure that it goes on insurance, that an attorney has reviewed it, that the county council is aware of it so that they can appropriate the money if they believe that's appropriate. And so that bill went through local gov last week, and it was on second, and it will be on thirds this week.
All right. So a lot going on as far as that's concerned in a short amount of time at the Indiana legislatures. We continue our conversation with State Representative Jennifer Meltzer. And of course, as we talked about House Bill 1203, xylazine as a controlled substance. What are some other bills that you've authored or co-authored that you feel are rather important and you'd like to discuss?
I was reached out to by a constituent in Bartholomew County with regards to small rural water utilities and their ability to vote to either stay in or to remove themselves from the jurisdiction of the IURC or to return to the jurisdiction of the IURC. Under current law, you have to have 5% of your members appear in person at a meeting. And when your rural utility gets larger, in their case, it was 6,000 members, getting that number of people into a room is very difficult. And so they suggested that we do absentee voting. I thought that made a ton of sense. And so I have a bill that is on second today. It made it out of committee last week on Monday. So it's made it out of committee, but it allows absentee voting in that specific situation for small rural water and wastewater utilities.
All right. And then I noticed that, of course, the House Bill 1004, this is Representative Robert Cherry's 13th check bill that you've signed on as a co-author of that legislation. And, of course, this was something that got a lot of play last year.
We are hoping that as we made it one of our priority bills in the House, that when we send it over to the Senate, they will actually pass it this year. We passed this last year in 2023. I was on it then as well. It's just the right thing to do to help out our retired teachers and government employees, especially as their pay has increased over time, but especially along, you know, several years ago, it was not as high. And so talked with the teachers, and when I knocked on doors, all of them said, can we please get our 13th check? And I was like, that makes sense. So hopefully the Senate will pass it this year.
All right. Any other related items that you'd like to discuss this morning, State Representative Jennifer Meltzer?
Yeah, I'm proud to be on another one of the priority bills that has to do with administrative law. The goal of this one is Representative Greg Stirwell, Chris Jeter, myself, so three attorneys, have all worked together over the summer and throughout the fall to hopefully balance out the ability of someone who is appealing a decision of a state agency. So we are removing the deference that is currently in the law, which is where you would currently go into a trial court and they are currently required to give some deference to the state agency of their interpretation of their own rules and laws. And so we are removing that. So the trial judge will be put back into their de novo position that they are in a normal case. Hopefully this will help individuals when they get to that trial court level to really have a fair and balanced hearing with a judge reviewing the rules and the laws and applying them to their case.
Okay, so that is House Bill 1003. And with that, State Representative Jennifer Meltzer, how can folks get a hold of you during the session if they want to weigh in on a particular issue?
So the best is my email, which is h73@iga.in.gov.
All right, so h73@iga.in.gov to reach State Representative Jennifer Meltzer to weigh in on an issue during the legislative session. Well, State Representative Jennifer Meltzer, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay well, and hopefully we can call on you again in the future.
Wonderful. Have a wonderful day.